Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you experience engine trouble, you take your car to a mechanic. If your pipes leak, you call a plumber. And if you fracture a leg, the usual course of action is to visit a doctor. But unlike other things that may break in life, bones begin healing on their own before you even set foot in a waiting room. Doctors often play a vital, sometimes life-saving, role in a bone's healing process. But these experts basically help the body heal itself. Doctors provide optimal conditions for bone repair and healing to take place. The rest is up to your cells. Sometimes broken bones can heal so thoroughly within a few months that even an X-ray can't determine the original fracture line. So, how does this amazing biological process work? How can a fractured limb grow back to its former strength? Let's first take a closer look at just what bones are made of and how alive they really are. It's easy to think of your bones as solid, lifeless matter upon which all of our living tissue just sits. But your skeleton is as much a living part of your being as your softer tissues and organs. The body stores minerals in the hard, compact bone itself. And inside the center of the bone, the body produces red blood cells in the red marrow and stores fat in the yellow marrow. It's important to remember that your bones are constantly changing. Cells called osteoclasts break down old bone so that osteoblasts can replace it with new bone tissue, a process called bone remodeling. Another type of cell called a chondroblast forms new cartilage. These are three of the primary cells responsible for bone growth, and not just the bone growth you experience early in life. This constant bone remodeling gradually replaces old bone tissue with new tissue over the course of months. But what happens when a bone breaks? Almost immediately after the break, the body begins to try and put itself back together again. Doctors often divide the overall process into four phases. First, there's a fracture hematoma.
When a bone breaks, the fissure also severs the blood vessels running down the length of the bone. Blood leaks out of these veins and quickly forms a clot. That's the fracture hematoma. This helps to stabilize the bone and keep both pieces lined up for mending. The clot also cuts off the flow of blood to the jagged bone edges. Without fresh blood, these bone cells quickly die. Swelling and inflammation follow due to the work of cells removing dead and damaged tissue. Tiny blood vessels grow into the fracture hematoma to fuel the healing process. After several days, the fracture hematoma develops tougher tissue, transforming it into a soft callus. The cells called fibroblasts begin producing fibers of collagen, which is the tough protein that mostly makes up bone and connective tissue. The chondroblasts then begin to produce a type of cartilage called fibrocartilage. This forms up through the callus, transforming it again into a tougher fibrocartilaginous callus, which bridges the gap between the two pieces of bone. This callus generally lasts for about 3 weeks. Next, osteoblasts move in and produce bone cells, transforming the callus into a bone callus. This hard shell lasts 3 to 4 months, and it provides the necessary protection and stability for the bone to enter the final stage of healing. At this point, the body establishes the position of the bone within the flesh, begins reabsorbing bits of dead bone, and has that hard callus to bridge the gap between the two pieces of bone. However, this bulge of tissue needs a lot of work before the bone can take any strain. Osteoclasts and osteoblasts spend months remodeling bone by replacing the bone callus with harder, compact bone. These cells also decrease the callus bulge, gradually returning the bone to its original shape. The blood circulation within the bone improves, and the resulting influx of bone-strengthening nutrients, such as calcium and phosphorus, strengthen the bone. However, even in the best of cases, fractures often require medical attention to heal as smoothly as possible. First, there's the diagnosis. Before any further treatment can happen, the doctor must determine whether a fracture occurred at all, and, if so, the severity of the injury. Doctors generally accomplish this by examining the patient and inspecting x-rays or other images of the damaged area. Then, once they figure out what needs to be done, there's immobilization. This is how the doctor helps your body line up the broken bone and limit mobility so that the growing calluses aren't damaged. They can help immobilize the affected area with a splint, cast, brace, or sling. Realigning broken bones can be painful, so during this step, a patient might need anything from local anesthetic to spinal anesthesia to temporarily lessen the pain. In the case of more complex fractures that require very specific immobilization, the doctor may apply traction, which is a system of weights, ropes, and pulleys that constantly pull on fractured limbs to maintain alignment. Most fractures can be treated without surgery, but sometimes doctors perform surgery to remove foreign materials or bone fragments. Or sometimes the best way to stabilize certain fractures is to go in and align the bones with metal rods, implanted screws, and pins. Some fractures, such as those to the hip and joints, require artificial replacements. Finally, there's rehabilitation. The same immobilization that keeps stress off the healing bone also leaves the surrounding muscles with little to do. This leads to the loss of muscle mass, strength, and flexibility. Special exercise regimes allow individuals to gradually rehabilitate their newly healed limbs without risking re-injury. Today's episode is based on the article, How Do Broken Bones Heal? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Robert Lamb. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.